I'm craving adventure.
Thought we said no vacation this year.
Let's take a trip to Total Wine. Tequilas and fruit-flavored vodkas, Chardonnays, Pinots, Proseccos.
Wondrous selection, helpful guides, always low prices. Total Wine and more.
Hi, this is Elizabeth, one of the co-hosts of Beauties and Headcanons. Thanks for listening to the following broadcast on Public House Media.
Hey, this is Lee.
And this is Chelsea.
And we are the host of your new favorite sales podcast, See Jane Sell.
Join us every Thursday for a new episode where we will tackle the realistic world of sales and maybe teach you a thing or two along the way.
You can subscribe to See Jane Sell on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, CastBox, and Spotify. Thanks, and enjoy the following podcast on Public House Media.
What is up, Rewritten fam? It's Julianne Condia, your host of Rewritten. Time is our most precious resource. Don't you feel that way? Well, I think we can take it for granted. Because what in the actual heck is happening to 2019? It is cruising. Time goes by so fast. It is our most precious resource. So thank you for spending time with me today. Thank you for being a part of this podcast community. I really appreciate it. I really have this vision of linking arms with incredible women all around the world, cheering for each other to live our best lives. This is the life that we've been given. And there is so much life within us to live, an impact to create, legacy to leave. And I just think the way to do that is having a solid community of people. It's hard to do this alone. Putting ourselves on a lonely island won't get us anywhere. And isolating ourselves is the same thing. So I hope that this podcast community just breathes hope into you, life into you, gives you direction and vision and confidence to where you're going. So I've had a lot of mentoring experience over these last 5 years of really having women I'm linking arms with, partnering with, and helping them have breakthroughs, helping them really figure it out what action they need to take, the beliefs that they want to have, the vision that they want to create. And it's been super eye-opening and wonderful, and I love it. A big thing for me is when you surround yourself with other go-getters, those limiting beliefs can just creep in. It's never going to be enough. I can promise you that. When you arrive and I see this with women that I link arms with and partner with, that they do arrive at goals, and it's really easy to stay stagnant there and not keep moving. Or I see women that are watching others go for it and they just think that she's doing it and I can't. That mentality is so toxic. It's so crippling. Instead, it should be she's doing it, I can do it too. So what I have to do in these instances, and for myself, can we just throw that out there? That I have to have the same kind of mindset because I can be the same way. It's never about the arrival and being just somewhere. My mentor says it's better to be going somewhere than to be somewhere. And so as, you know, I'm linking arms with these women, I can feel a little bit of momentum for some. I can feel defeat for others. And the ones who feel defeated are the ones that are going for similar goals. And they're feeling like it's not going to happen. And I specifically had a friend message me and she said, I'm exhausted. I don't know what else to do. I have grinded. I'm here and I'm so tired. This is like tired temporarily. Okay. So not tired of this lifestyle, tired of goal setting, just like physically actually tired. And I said to her, okay, what matters most to you right now? And I said, this is not a trick question. Sleep will not make or break you right now. Hitting this goal that you're pushing for will not make or break you right now. Can you give yourself the permission to understand that? Because I know this person. This person's gonna show up hard that next day. And then I said, it's all about how you show up tomorrow. Because it doesn't really matter whether or not you choose sleep or you hit this goal. It's what you decide to do tomorrow. Because sometimes when people hit goals, they stop. They slow down. They feel like they've arrived. And then there are people who don't hit goals. They feel defeated. They feel stuck. They start to get in their head, this is not for me. And they take their foot off the gas. They stop. They slow down. And they don't show up. Isn't that wild to think about? Someone who's hit a goal, someone who's arrived, quote unquote, and someone who hasn't. And she said to me, thank you. That's all I needed. I'm going to choose sleep. And then I said to her, I wish she could have seen me because I was high-fiving her, fist pumping, dancing. I really was, because it wasn't a trick question, because I really know this person and this person is amazing and this person works really hard and their work ethic is incredible. Their vision is captivating. They have massive belief. And you know what, y'all? We're not always gonna hit our goals, and it's okay. She thanked me. She was excited. And then I said, you're gonna create massive momentum tomorrow because of the confidence of the decision that you just made. Isn't that good? I need to hear that sometimes too, because we can put so much pressure on ourselves that whatever goal we're going for or feel like we can't hit makes or breaks us. And it really doesn't. It's just the mindset. How are we going to show up tomorrow? Because there's been many times I've missed goals. I've messed up. I've gotten off track. Relate this to your fitness journey. Relate this to parenting. You had a crappy day of parenting. How are you going to show up tomorrow? It won't make or break you in that moment, right? That day that was really hard. Same with marriage. One tough conversation doesn't have to make or break your marriage. It's how are you going to show up the next day? Are you going to show up with vision, grit, confidence, love, empathy, right? Intentionality. It's how you show up that next day is what matters, because you're going somewhere. And I'm really, really proud of the women I link arms with and partner with that can realize that, because they have so much belief in their vision that they know it's not the moments in that moment that's going to break them. It's quitting that would. It's giving up that would. That it's staying stagnant that won't help them. But the fact that they can see beyond a quote unquote failure or setback makes all the difference of a champion. And I hope that this speaks to you, because goals, we just wish we could hit them all the time. And when we hit a goal, the thought of having to do it all over again can seem exhausting, or maintaining it, right? How do you show up for that grit? It's kind of, you know, when I lost the weight that I lost, I still chose to show up every day for my fitness, because it wasn't about the arrival of the weight loss. It was about showing up each day because fitness made me feel good. It helped me with stress and reduce it. It cleared my mind. It was time for me. It makes me a better wife. It makes me a better friend when I take care of myself. So I had this bigger vision with my health and fitness and nutrition than an arrival of I did it, because I do see many people quit once they've arrived, or just stop or stay still. And if there's anything that I've learned, staying still, you don't really stay still. You start to cycle backwards. You go decline, and it's not good. So I hope that this reminder just rejuvenated you. It gave you the permission to be okay and be like, how am I going to show up? I have a choice. I'm going to show up with enthusiasm, with positivity, with grit. And you know what? Those moments teach us. They teach us really great lessons. And I think that's what life is all about. It's a series of lessons. Friend, let me know how this spoke to you. Send this to someone. Screenshot it or copy the episode and send it to them. Someone needs to hear this today, and it coming from you can mean a whole heck of a lot. You can screenshot this episode, tag at Julianne Condia at The Rewritten Society on Instagram, and I cannot wait to hear how this spoke to you. Thank you so much for listening.
With Metro by T-Mobile, your hard-earned money goes further. This tax season, there's zero fees to switch. Enjoy Metro's lowest price, just $25 a line for 4 lines. Plus, get 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless. Metro by T-Mobile, empowering you to rule your day. All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. No fees on select phones. Limit 1 per line with eligible port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See Metro by T-Mobile.com.